Okay, we're on the top of Yutes Amid Aleph, the Gemara. Tana, Lulam Dor Chafina. So we said that we bring him to the Beit of Tinas, one of the Lishkos, and that's in order to teach him the how to do the Ketores. That's where the Ketores is found. Okay, now Amar Papa. Okay, see Rashi, Kedei Lamdo Chafina, Molichin Oso LeBeis Avtina, Shesham HaKetores Matsui. That's where he found the finding Ketores. Amar Papa, Shtei Leshachos Hayulo, LeKohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol had two chambers, want to call them. Achas Lishkas Parhedrin. One of them was Lishkas Parhedrin, that's where he would sleep. Achas Lishkas Beis Avtinas. And that was the other one. That's where he would learn, as we said, the how to do Ketores. Achas b'tzafon, one was in the north of the Yazar. Achas b'darim, and one was in the south. Achas b'tzafon, one in the north, if none. So this is from Maseches Midas again. Sheish l'shachos hayu bazara. There were six l'shachos in the chambers in the Yazar. Shalosh b'tzafon v'shalosh b'darom. There were three in the north and three in the south. Sheba darom, the ones in the south were Lishkas HaMelech, Lishkas HaParva, and Lishkas HaMadichim. Those are their names, as we're going to explain now. Just to give you an idea where they are. Okay, over here. These ones in the south we're doing now. Okay, so now we're going to see what they were used for. Lishkas HaMelech, Shasham Hayu Nosnim. They would store the Melech LaKorban, the salt for the Korbanas. And then we have Lishkas HaParva. Shasham Hayu Malichin Oros Kadashim. That's what they would salt the hides of the Kodshim. And there's an interesting parish, like why is it called? It's a funny name, you know, Lishkas HaParva. So the Rav says that there was a magician, a mechashef. His name was Parva, and he built this lishka through witchcraft, through kishuf, and so it was called in his name. And the Rambam adds that he made a hole in the wall in order to want to peek and see the avodas of the Kohen, and he was killed there. That was his end. It's part of a person. Okay. Let's go on. Al-Gaga, and on the roof of this Lishkas HaParva, Haisa Beis Tefila. There was a mikveh there. The Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, that's where the Kohen Gadol would toivel like five times, and every time he would change, you know, from his gold clothing to his white clothing and back. And then we have Lishkas HaMadichin, what was done there. Sham hayu madichin kirvei kadashim. That's where they would clean out the internal organs of the kadashim before they sacrifice it. Umisham misiba, and from there there were like stairs going misiba, because it was going in a spiral staircase, say like going up in a circle, and made out of these stones. Ola lagag beis HaParva, and to be able to go up to the roof of the beis HaParva. Okay, Rashi, Lishkas Parhedrin, Lishan Sham, he said that's where he would sleep. And Lishkas Aftinas, Lam Lilmod Achafina, that's where he learned the Ketores. Al Gaga, on the roof, Haya Besatfila, it was, the Besatfila was on the roof. It was a May Mayan, a spring, Hayu Vain Lisham Beruma, would come from there, from up higher. Misiba, as we just said, is a Binyan Avanim, Ma'alos. Megalgalos, like we said, like a spiral staircase. The Sovavos, Umakif Amud Kamin Eitz, and it would go around a Amud, like a pole that was wood. Galgal Shel Gas. Okay. Legag Beis HaParva, Lalos La Derech HaMesiba. And it would go use this staircase, spiral staircase, to go up to the roof of the Beis HaParva.
Which one was for
him? We'll see. We're not there yet. Okay, v'shalosh b'tzafon, and now we're going on to the three in the north. Okay, so we spoke about these three, right? Now we're going to go and speak about three down here. Okay. Okay. V'shalosh shebetzafon, we have lishkas ha'eitz, lishkas ha'gola, and lishkas ha'gazis. And now we're going to see what they were used for. Lishkas ha'eitz, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, shachachti mehaisa meshameshet. He said, I don't remember, I forgot what it was used for. Abashal Omer, he says that that, in fact, was the lishkas kohen gadol. As Rav Papa said, right, one of the, there's two, the kohen gadol has two chambers for himself. This was one of them, for the kohen gadol. And we're going to see, it's a Shiloh, which one this is. Is this, because we, again, there's two, there's lishka, he had two, lishkas upper hedrin, and lishkas haftinas, right? And we're going to see, there's going to be a whole Shiloh, which is which. We're going to see in the end, this happens to be the lishkas upper hedrin, but the Gemara is going to, that's going to be the maskana of the Gemara. But right now, we're not sure. Right now, it's, this is called lishkas eitz. Okay, and it was haitach lishkas kohen gadol haisa achori shteihem, and it was behind the lishkas hagazis and lishkas hagola, and it would open up into the to the chol part. The gag shlashtan shaveh, and these three lishkas, the roofs were on the same level; they were equal. Lishkas hagola sham hayabor, over there in the lishkas hagola there was a like a pit of water. And it was dug by the Oli, and people came from the Galus. The Galgal, and there was like a wheel that when it was used on top of it was used to get draw water from this bore. Natuna lav. And Mishama speaking Maim lechol Azara, and then from there they got the water for all the uses in the Azara. Then we have Lishkas Hagazis. Sham Haya Sanhedrin shall Israel Yosheves. That's where the Sanhedrin would sit. Vidana es hakohanim. They would done other things as well, as we know the various capital cases. But this was a we'll see a very common thing that they would do was done would done the kohanim their yichus and to see if they have a mum. Umish nimtza psul, and if a kohen was found to be pasul, then hayalovesh shchorim misatev shchorim, who would wear put on black clothing, and v'yatzav v'halachlo, and he would leave. V'shalonim tzabopsul, and if he was found to be okay, the kohen then hayalovesh levanim misatev levanim benichnas meshamish imechav kohenim. Then he would wear white, and he would go and do the service with his fellow kohanim. Okay, so so far we find we found one of the lashachos of the kohen gadol in the north that was called lishkas eitz. Exactly, we're not sure which one that was though. Okay, now we go on, achas badarom. Okay, the other lishka of the kohen was in the south, and we're going to find it now. Ditnan, also Maseches Midas. Shiva Sharim Hayu Bazara. Now we're moving on to the gates. There are seven gates in the Azara. One second. Should we do some Rashi? Here's us do some Rashi. Lishka Sagola Al Shem Bor Shekaru Sham Ole Gola. We said it was called that because of the people who came from Golas, they made a bore there. Achorei Shteihem, it was behind the other two, behind the Lishkas HaGolev and Lishkas HaGazis. V'gag Shlashtan Shaveh, the roofs were equal. Karukiri Echad L'Shlashtan. Okay, very good. Back to the Gemara. So one was in the south. Nitnan, and it says in Masechus Midas, Shiva Sharim Hayu Bazar. There are seven gates in the Azara. Shlosha B'Tzafon, and Shlosha B'Darim, V'Echad B'Mizra. Three were in the north, three were in the south, and one was in the east. Sheva Darom, in the south, we have Shar HaDleika. It starts with the Shar HaDleika. Then Sheni Lo, we have Shar HaKorban. And Shlishi Lo, Shar HaMayim. Okay, so we are, just give you an idea we're holding. We're talking about these three over here. I'm not sure why it's not this other one in the picture is not mentioned here, the Shar Elyon, but we're dealing with these three over here. Okay, this is Shar HaDelek. Shar HaBechoros is called here in our Gemara, it's called Shar Korban, as the Machlok is what the name was. And over here is the Shar HaMayim. So let's see. Okay. Okay, so we're going to see, let's see Rashi for a second. Shar hadleka shar korban. Rashi says lo yadati lama nikra shmam kach. Rashi says I don't know why they were given these names, shar hadleka and shar korban. So others say the is it the Rav, the Bar Tanura says that shar hadleka is it was named that way because that's where they bring in the eitzim for the mizbeach, and that through that gate. So that's why they call it shar korban, ashar hadleka. And Shar HaKorban, some say, is because Avram Avinu went through there when he was going to sacrifice his son Yitzchak as a korban. So that's why it's called Shar HaKorban. Okay, and third, we have Shar HaMayim. Rashi says, Shabo Machnisim Tzlochi Shamayim Shal Nisuch B'chag. That's where they bring in the water to pour the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Okay, so the Shar HaMayim we're going to see is the Shar that's going to interest us in a minute. Okay, Shabbat Mizrach, we have the East, the Shar Nikanor. Shtela Shachas Hayu Sham Achas Bimino Vachas Bismolo Achas Lishkas Pinchas Hamalbesh Vachas Lishkas Osi Chaviti. Okay, so here's our Shar Nikanor. It's in here. It's our Shar Nikanor. And these are the two Lishachas that we're dealing with there. He's mentioning. Okay. Rashi says Shar HaMayim. Okay, we did that. Sorry. Okay. Gemara. Okay, what are these two? So the Lishkas Pinchas HaMalbish, this was there was somebody in charge of the clothing for the Kohanim, and during their voda he would sit there and deal with the and watch their clothing. Shomer on the Big Day Kahuna. And Lishkas of the Osei Chavitin, they would over there they would make the mincha that the Kohen Gadol will be makriv every day, half in the morning, half in the evening, the Chavitin, Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. That's where it was done, made. Okay, now we move over to the Tzafon, to the north. Shar Nitzos was in the north. That's a Binyan Achsadra Haya. It was this gate was built like a balcony that had two walls, and Vali Abenuya Al Gabav, and on these two walls was like a second story that did not have a roof. Vesham Kohanim Shomrim Milamala Levim Emata, and the Kohanim would guard on top of it and Levim on the bottom. Veshelifnim Heimenu Chayel, and inside from that we have the Chayel. Sheni lo shar. Okay, that's that. Then we have the. Okay, let's give you an idea where the this shar is. Shar Nitzot is over here. Okay, Shar Nitzot, and now we're going to be going in this direction here, here, and here. And this is the Lishka that's going to interest us over here. No, it was not. I think it was just covered because it's a castle. Covered. You have to have it guards. So the right honor guard. Right. So there was like an honor guard. Okay. So we have shar sifnim kasheni lo as the shar korban. That's when they would bring in the kachikachim that the yatashecht in the north. So it was brought in that north gate. And shlishi lo shar beis hamoked. Boayu medirot gdolot lechamem esakonim ma'uchim yefeh. So this is where they would they had that big bonfire or whatever that to keep the kohanim warm, because they would walk on the marble floors with bare feet, and it would get cold, and that's where they would warm up. V'tanya chamesh tefilos v'asara kiddushin tovel kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom. So the Kohen Gadol on the Yom Kippur, he would tovel five times, and 10 times before and after he would do his Nitilas Yadayim and Raglayim. The Kulan Bekodesh, and these were all done, these tefillos were all done Bekodesh on the roof of the Beis HaParva, or Gag Beis HaParva. Chutz Mizu, except for the first tefillah of the day, that was not really for Yom Kippur, because all the time, and the Kohen's not allowed to go inside the Kodesh until he goes as tefillah. So, except for this one, Chutz Mizu, Shehaita Bachol Al Gabi Shar HaMayim, which was on top of the Shar HaMayim, Ubitzad Lishkaso Haisa, and it was next to his Lishka. Okay, so now we are getting closer. Okay, so we have the Shar HaMayim, over here. Okay, and the lishka was over here somewhere. Okay. Okay, so we have one. Therefore, now where we're holding is important. We have one of his lishkas was over here, one was over here. Okay, now we're just not sure again which one is the lishkas parhedrin where he would sleep, which he already wrote here according to the maskana. Okay, which was the lishkas beis avtinas where they would learn the ktoras, and that was, let me see up here. Okay, so but we have here right one in the south, one in the north. And that's where his two lishkas, now we found them. Now we're just going to clear which one is which. Okay. So now Rapapa is continuing his words. Okay, we have some Rashis here. Sharmaim. Avasaraki Lishin Yadav Raglav Minakior. Bo Bayom, referring to Yom Kippur. Yalif Lami Cry, we learn it from Sukkim, Bekulam, Bekodesh, Nerol, and Kodesh. Al Gag Beis Aparva, Shaita Benuya, Betoch Azara, Mekudeshet. And the roof of the Beis Aparva that was built in the Azara's Mekudeshet. Chutz Mizu, except for the Tfila Rishona, they were all beyond in Kodesh, his Tfilas, except for this first one. She'ena ba bishvil Yom Kippur. That's not dafka Yom Kippur tefila. Shav kol yom asashana she'ninu beperikimol. Ena dam nichnas lazara tefila tahor achipo. You have to do tefila before you go into the azara. Aval tefila sabaos machmas Yom Kippur ba'inan makom kadosh. But the rest of them need to be in the makom kadosh, the Yom Kippur tefilas. The hachiksi ba'u, it says in the pasuk v'rachatzet besorah b'mayim b'makom kadosh. They first to be in the makom kadosh. So now we found a lishka in the darom. Okay. So Gemara continues. So Rav Papa concludes. V'lo yadana I lishkas parhedrin b'tzafon v'lishkas beis avtinas b'darom or lishkas beis avtinas b'tzafon v'lishkas parhedrin b'darom. So he said he just didn't know which is which was on the north and which is in the south. Okay. Umistabra the lishka parhedrin, in other words, where he slept, that was in the darom have. Okay, he says it's probably the one over here. We're going to see it's not going to be the case, but right now he's thinking that the one here next to Sharamayim, where he says it's probably Mistabra, he said that that's the one where you would sleep. Now, why is that the case? My time, it's Mistabra more. Because the Makdim Bekai, because when he gets up in the morning, Umesech es Raglav, and he goes to the bathroom here, it means to move his bowels. And therefore, he needs a tefillah before he goes into the azar. Because anyone who goes to the bathroom needs tefillah before he goes into the azar. Okay, so he would get up in the morning, mistama, he would go to the bathroom, and therefore he'd have to toivel. Betavil, and he would toivel. It makes sense over here next to his lishka, which is just up, right over here. Ve'azil betlatzafo, and then he would go to the other side of the azara. Ve'gamar, and then he would manar chafina, he would learn the ma'isa of the chafina. And then ve'ate leveisa migdash ve'avid avoda kula yomo, and then we go into beisa migdash and do the avoda the whole day. These are just 7 days before Yom Kippur, right? Then he would do the avoda, as we said, he does the avoda 7 days to get used to it. And then lebahade panya towards the evening time madu alea, and they would sprinkle on him as we've seen as well. And then vahadar azil adarom batavil, since then he became tame because he got sprinkled on, so therefore we'd go again to the back to his where he would sleep, to that area with sharamayim vetavil, and he would toivel again v'naich, and right after that, after the tefillah, he can go to sleep. Okay, because again, that was right there where he was sleeping, right next to his lishka. We're assuming now that's where you're sleeping. Okay, so that makes sense. However, de'i amars lishkas parhedrin sabat safon. Because if you want to say where he slept was on the safon, the north part, then makdim b'kai umesach raglav. Then again, he would get up early. He would go to the bathroom now in the safon, and va'azil adarim. But now he has to toivel. So now he has to go to the south to toivel there, but that's because that's where the mikveh is. V'tavil v'gamar chafina, and learn the chafina there, because that's what we're saying, that's if that was the lishkas beis avtinas. And then v'asel beis hamigdash v'avid avoda, go to the beis hamigdash, do the avoda kula yoma. Then again lahadei panya, all this is the same. Madu aleh, they would sprinkle on him. Bahadar azil l'darom, and then we go back to the darom again. V'tavil, because he had to toivel. Like again, once he got sprinkled on, Ubayi Mahadar Umezel Tzafon Umeinach, and then he has to go back again to the north, and where he's going to go to sleep. So therefore, Umi Tarach Matrichina and Le Kule Hai, and are we matriach him so much to go back and forth? And they point out that the main problem is that, again, since he wakes up in the morning, again, if we're saying that it's down here, and he's waking up in the morning, over here, right, if he's over here as he's sleeping, then he wakes up in the morning, he has to toivel, he's not allowed to go just walk across and go, because he's not allowed to go to the Azara before he goes to the Mikvah. So he has to go around. So that's a big schlep in and of itself. So it doesn't make sense that it would be down the south because of this tree. I wear matriach the Kohen so much. So the Gemara says, Alamalo, yeah, why not matriach him? That doesn't mean anything. Maybe in fact he would sleep like we're saying down in the south, in the north part. And yeah, we're matriach him to go up to Toivel, etc. Why not? Matrina matrichina like tvei. Why? Why is it good to matriach him a lot? The eat stokihu, because that's a good way to, you know, to weed out the stoki. Because if he's a stoki, leafrush, he's not going to want to do the avoda because it's a schlep. Oh, I have to walk here and there. Ah, oh, forget it. I'm not going to be a kohen gadol. And that's exactly what we want. Inami, or another reason why it makes sense that we would matriach him, that even if he's not a stoki, why? Shalot tazuach daito ala, so that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't, be haughty in being the Kohen Gadol. So this way, it's mashpil him a little bit, you know, walking back and forth, whatever. So that's it's good for that. Okay. So Gemara says, Navdin hu latarvayu, but adi lo tema haki. Because if you want to say not that we're not matriachim, then lahefach, then you could have done better. How's that? Then Navdina Latarvayu Badade Adade. So why? Okay, he's closer to the thing, he doesn't have to walk around, but it can even be better. Put the two lishkas right next to each other. if we're concerned, you know, that we shouldn't matriach them, they should have been right next to it. The room go one from the other and he didn't have to walk at all. So why weren't they put together? Inami tiski le bachana. Not only that, he can even do better than that. You can bake them in one. Put them, the both should be in one. And then they don't do any walking whatsoever. So therefore, what do we see? That obviously we don't care about so much the tircha. In fact, it's good the tircha, like we're saying, either to weed out the tzedokim or to humble the kohen. And therefore, that's going to, as we said, is the conclusion that the lishkas parhedrin down here is in fact where he is sleeping, and the beit avtina is going to be up here next to Shinar Mirim where the mikveh is, and he does matriach himself. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. Okay, mistabra lishkas parhedrin. And he says, "Shehu yashan sham b'darom havit." Makes sense that it would be in the darom. It's all based off tefilas chol, which is next to the place where he toivels in the chol. My time, I'm acting b'kayit. Why? Because this way, when he gets up early, kashu mashkim laboker kol shiva omed mimitato, the 7 days before, prior to Yom Kippur, when he gets up from his bed, umesech raglav tovel, that he's going to go to the bathroom and toivel. Hasam al gav sharamayim, over there, over the sharamayim, that's where we're talking about that mikveh there. Shehi al gaba, on top. So the ovi yachoma metukan based tefila chol. Inside the thickness of the wall is the based tefila of chol. U mayan mashuch sham ba'ama mayan etam. And it's this from the mayan etam is this the water spring is going into there. And anybody goes to the bathroom, we said, needs tefillah before he goes into the Azara. And then Vazil Tzafon, Lishishkato Ashniya, and then he can make his way across to the north to his other Lishka, Milmod the Chafina, Ve'ati Lebesa Migdash, and then he goes to Besa Migdash, Vavdi Avode, Kulayoma, Kiritnan, as we learned earlier. Kol Shiva Yayamim, who's the Rekat Adam, he would do the Avoda. And then the Bahadi Panya Madualah, towards the evening, gave a sprinkle on them, Kedamrina Beresh Pirkin, like we saw at the beginning of the parak. V'azil Adarum V'taval. And then he would make his way back again to the north, that's where the mikveh is again, to Toivel, Al Sharamayim. And this is going like Rabbi Akiva, The Amar, as we learned there also earlier, the tar shenafal al azat tmeto, that if he would have a tar person that is sprinkled on becomes tameh. So he'd have to toivel again in the evening, v'naich, and then he would go holech v'shochev v'lishkas parhedrin, then he would go to sleep in his lishkas parhedrin, asher eitzel beisot tefila, according to what we're saying now, next to the beisot tefila. The I amar lishkas parhedrin, shu yashan b'havya betzafon, because if you want to say that it's in the north, which is far from the beisot tefila, v'terachto kol ha'amal hazeh, we're going to matrich him all this effort. Therefore, it's better to say that it's in the other area, as we said. And he gets up early again, goes to the bathroom, kadera kola mashkimim, as people do when they get up. Ve'azil ladarom, and then he's going to go to the south, l'shar amayim. Ve'taval chafina, ve'gamar chafina, and then he's toivos, learns the chafina. Haslam be'beis avtina, sasher sham, to the base of tinas, which is there. Ve'azil be'beis amigdash, etc. And then he goes to the major and does his thing. But then the Gemara said, and therefore it makes sense, less tircha. Gemara says, no, alam alo, why not matriachem? Kushia, he says Rashi. Kolomar, chilotav lacha latricha, what? It's not good for you to matriachem? It's good. Matrichinan le, midas, we dafka do this. The eat stoki, who just in case it's stoki, ve'enu yare shamayim, the kabbal of love, to do the mekabel of the torech of the mikdash, leifresh good, then he'll be poorish mina kahuna gdola, ve'lo yekablena mitchiling, won't take it to begin with, thinking of what he's going to have to do to matriach himself. But tovlanu, and that's good for us. Sharei hein mishanin etz avodak lekaman b'shmaitin, because we don't like that stokim, because it's a little funny. It's like this is the only thing. Like stokim are okay. They're great people. They're fans. The only thing is they're mishanin the avodas. We don't want that. That's a little bit funny. But since betolam sharei, why is it good? Because they're mishanin the avodas. That's why. For other purposes, they can be a kohen gadol. Sounds like, but just because they're mishanin that thing, you know, it's not good. Okay, klipon mishmaitin. Inami, filu adam kasherhu. Even if he's good, it's good to matriachem. Tov lanu latricho. Why? Kadei shelo tazuach daito. Again, she shouldn't be haughty. Shelo tazuach daito lav liskaos be keter kahuna, with the crown of the kahuna. Again, di lo tema hachi. The loba inan latricho. But if you want to say that we don't have to matriachem, so liavet shtei lishchios bedade dade. Then they can be right next to each other, or even as one, as we said. And therefore, obviously, we're not concerned about the tircha.